This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu today underlined that in the journey of shaping the country's economic destiny, Atmanirbharta and Swadeshi are the guiding principles. She lauded India's young entrepreneurs, sportspersons, scientists and professionals for energizing the nation and making their mark globally. President Murmu made these remarks while addressing the nation on the eve of the 77th Republic Day. Ms. Murmu said that the country has the world's largest young population and its youth possess immense talent. She added that a large number of countries' young population is presenting impressive instances of success through self-employment.
Our youth are the flag bearers of our nation's development journey. Mera Yuva Bharat or My Bharat provides a technology-driven experiential learning mechanism to connect young citizens with opportunities in several areas, including leadership and skill development. The impressive success demonstrated by startups in our country is mainly driven by our young entrepreneurs. The country's development will gain momentum through policies and programs focused on the aspiration of the younger generation. I am confident that the power of youth will play a leading role in the making of Viksit Bharat by 2047.
Urging everyone to work together with the spirit of nation first and make India even more glorious, President Murmu said that Republic Day is an opportunity to strengthen the strong feeling of patriotism. She highlighted that the ideals of justice, liberty, equality and fraternity enshrined in the Constitution define a country's republic. The President also noted India's precision strikes against terror infrastructure through Operation Sindoor last year. President Murmu added that during the operation, terror centers were destroyed and many terrorists met their end. The President highlighted that India's self-reliance in the field of defense powered the historic success of Operation Sindoor. The President said that the success of startups in the country is mainly driven by India's young entrepreneurs. President Murmu expressed confidence that the power of youth will play a leading role in the making of Viksit Bharat by 2047. The nation will celebrate the 77th Republic Day tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu will lead the nation in celebrating the day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The Republic Day parade will begin at 10:30 a.m. and will be a unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess. President of the European Council, Antonio Luis Santos da Costa, and President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, will be the chief guests at the Republic Day parade. The theme this year is Swatantrata ka mantra, Vande Mataram, and Samriddhi ka mantra, Atmanirbhar Bharat. The Republic Day parade will start with Prime Minister Narendra Modi laying a wreath at the National War Memorial. President Draupadi Murmu will receive salute during a ceremonial march past, which will include units from the armed forces, auxiliaries, civil forces, NCC and NSS. The President has approved the conferment of 131 Padma Awards for the year 2026. The list comprises 5 Padma Vibhushan, 13 Padma Bhushan and 113 Padma Shri Awards. 19 of the awardees are women and 16 awards have been given posthumously. Continuing with the principle of celebrating ordinary Indians making extraordinary contributions, this year's Padma Awards recognize a wide spectrum of unsung heroes from across the length and breadth of India. Late Bollywood actor Dharmendra Singh Deol has been given the Padma Vibhushan posthumously for his remarkable contribution in the field of art. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged the countrymen, especially the youth associated with industry and startups, to emphasize on improving quality in manufacturing. Mr. Modi was sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today. In men's cricket, New Zealand were 112 for 4 in 14.3 overs against India in the third T20 match at the ACA Stadium, Barsapara in Guwahati, when reports last came in. India have won the toss and opted to field. India is leading the 5-match series by 2-0 and a win in this game will secure the series for India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.